Welcome to the Microsoft Industry Experiences Team Podcast. I'm your host, David Starr, and in this series, you will hear from leaders across various industries discussing the impact of digital disruption and innovation, sharing how they've used Azure to transform their business. You can find our team online at aka.ms/INDXP or on Twitter at IndustryXP. Bonnie Mutiala is a senior program manager with the Applied AI team at Microsoft. He focuses on running container strategy and execution for cognitive services. Bonnie has a deep experience in building and running large-scale platforms on public clouds and more recently with container platforms. He's super passionate about cloud, containers, machine learning, and AI technologies and is a continuous learner. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Thanks, David. Really excited to be part of the show.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. Maybe to start off, could you tell us a little bit about what Microsoft's Azure Cognitive Services are?
Sure. So today, machine learning in general requires machine learning experts or being a data scientist to develop the frameworks of the models. So cognitive services in general, they are pre-built, which are developed by Microsoft with our own data. You know, these machine learning models, which are pre-built, are specialized pieces of AI, which are meant to ready to use without being a data scientist. So these APIs are easy to implement because of the simplest REST API calls. We got a breadth of intelligence in these APIs. So developers, any developers will be able to find what intelligence feature in these APIs today and what they need. And most importantly, they all work on what are the language or the framework or platform that our developers choose. Any devs, like, you know, they can integrate into our cognitive services API models into their apps, such as iOS, Android, Windows, using their own tools they know and they really love, such as Python or Node.js, etc. So developers can trust the quality and expertise built into this each API from cognitive services, which are built by our experts from Microsoft Research. And these capabilities are used across many Microsoft first-party products as well, such as Cortana, Bing, and Skype.
That is a big set of capabilities coming from Azure Cognitive Services. What is the idea behind containers for cognitive services? What problem does that solve?
Sure. So today, these cognitive service API really being loved by a lot of industries, like different verticals or different industries. But there are some industries are limited in what they can do with the AI. You know, that is all because of AI services that we have built are running in the cloud. And with few customers and few enterprises, because of the regulatory reasons, such as sensitivity reasons or other reasons, maybe due to data governance or performance, they're unable to actually call those services in the cloud. So containers from cognitive services open a whole new world of possibilities, allowing the customers, enabling them to take the advantage and the full power of AI right in their own control, in their own network, basically on their own terms, like, you know, how they want to use it, definitely scale up, scale down the services, definitely completely in their own control. That's the beauty of containers from cognitive services. There are a couple of other reasons also. In a few cases, customers are not willing to share the data or load the data into the cloud for processing or for storage. And some are due to the regulatory requirements in handling the sensitivity of their customer data. And these are the few reasons why they care about the containers to run completely locally on premises or on the edge.
For people who haven't heard that term before, what does on the edge mean?
So edge device could be anywhere, right? It could be on customer premises or could be anywhere or everywhere in the world. So customers completely run off their data centers. For example, edge device could be a small robo, or edge device could be a camera, or could be a recorder. Anything that is portable is an edge device, or could be even bigger one is also an edge device. So it's completely on the off the premises. So let's say a retail store want to run the face recognition or the detection on one of their camera, which can be considered as an edge device. So that's what edge device meant.
Okay, perfect. And I'm wondering now about real life, right? So let's try and apply this to a couple of real industry problems. And what might we solve in the real world? So let's start with, say, retail. What can we do with containers from Cognitive Services in retail? What's that going to buy us?
Sure. Let's say in retail, I want to process customer feedback about the products that I have in the catalog, right? I could run that through the language detection and the key phrase extraction. Being able to process the text with sentiment models help me to understand what's being said is positive or a negative, and how should I improve my product selection in the store. So that's one of the use cases. I can use the AI models running closely on my edge devices, or could be locally within my store.
Take another one. How about manufacturing?
So manufacturing is really interesting. We have a couple of customers shared their feedback. And let's say, for example, one of the remote oil rig may not have a proper bandwidth because of the location that they are. And they want to transfer all of its data back to the cloud, which is very difficult. So they want to run the AI models closely within the oil rig because they have a very stronger needs to run it locally.
In that model, I assume you would come along and a technician might come along and pick up the results of the learnings over time off of an SD card or something.
Exactly. That, yeah, basically on an edge device. They can run, they can take the model in a Docker container and they can deploy it on the edge device or the on-premises within the oil rig environment, and they can get the results then and there itself without being submit every time talking to the cloud.
That brings up a good point. How does this impact the architectures that developers might be building today if they were to move to this model of containers for cognitive services? What's going to be different about their applications?
So it's not going to impact anything. So it's allow the developers to use the cognitive services completely within their own control or the data. For example, so far, developers let their business application talk to the web hosted endpoint. In this case, they let the business application talk to the container endpoint. You know, it supports the consistency in the hybrid environments, like, you know, across the data management, identity, and security. So definitely, developer has more control over their data with all these functions. And also, not just that, right? It also provides the flexibility in versioning and updating of the models deployed in their solutions. It also enables the creation of a portable application architecture that they can deploy anywhere and everywhere as they like, definitely giving more control to the developer than earlier.
A device might be out there on the edge and it's running cognitive services in its own runtime. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. So we deploy the cognitive service model within that edge device. It has its own runtime. So based on the configuration we assign to the container, it will run, it will generate the output as they want.
And what cognitive services are available now?
So great question. So we recently announced a few containers from cognitive services. So we have a face detection and face recognition. We have a recognizer text, formerly called OCR, from Vision Services. And from text analytics family, we have language detection, sentiment analysis, and key phrase extractions. And also, less than 2 weeks, we released a new container, which is called Language Understanding. So there are six containers available totally in public preview today for our customers.
One of the industries that I forgot to mention, but it's very interesting in this context, is healthcare. Can you speak to some sort of use case for healthcare?
Sure. Let's say you own a hospital and you have thousands of handwritten documents, and you need to start processing those, right? So with the recognizer text in containers, you can actually run the model directly over the documents without sending them to the cloud. And absolutely, then and there, you get a digital version of all that information locally. So that's one of the good use cases that most of our customers are being used.
Somebody's interested. How do they get started?
It's pretty easy. So we don't have any introduced any new sign-up process or completely, like, you know, a separate process to sign up for containers. So you go to the Azure portal and you select the AI plus machine learning, where you will find multiple models available. And let's say you are interested in face, or you're interested in language detection. And as soon as you create a resource, it will give you two options: whether you want to talk to the web hosted endpoint or you want to download the container. And there are clearly instructions for Docker container where you can follow, download the image and run it locally, as we indicated in the docs.microsoft.com documents.
Well, this has been great. It sounds like it really opens up a lot of opportunities for putting AI cognitive services in places where maybe we hadn't thought about before.
Absolutely. These are a great opportunity for our developers to start running the cognitive service containers locally because of a lot of challenges that they have been so far with different reasons that we discussed earlier. This opens a whole new amount of possibilities to run locally and on the edge to solve the problems.
What are some of the underlying technologies of the service itself?
So these are x64-based Linux containers compatible to run with any orchestration like Kubernetes, Docker Swarm, Mesos Marathon, or any kind of orchestration that can support the Docker containers. So, and these are all CPU bound as of today.
Fani, this has been a really good information dump for me. I've learned a lot today, and I really appreciate you stopping by and talking with us about this.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And I'm super excited about customers taking the advantage of running the containers for cognitive services in their own environments according to the use cases that they have. We're really excited to see how customers are going to solve the problems running our containers. I'm super happy that you invited me. I'm really thankful for that. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Microsoft Industry Experiences Team podcast, the show that explores how industry experts are transforming businesses with Azure. Visit our team at aka.ms/indxp. And don't forget to join us for our next episode.